The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Here's everywhere. Today, the 15th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, now, national days today, and I got one if you don't.
I got a couple good ones.
Okay.
All right, let me give you the three I got that are pretty good.
Okay.
I got National Gummy Worm Day.
Gummy Worm, okay.
It's National Hot Dog Day.
Okay, that's the one I was looking for.
And the other one is National I Love Horses Day.
Oh, two good days there. Great. Okay.
I
want to talk hot dogs. I'm going to tell you where you can get some free hot dogs today or cheaper hot dogs. You ready?
I'm ready.
After the weather. Okay, today. Woo! Are you ready to play this? Are you ready to play it? Find it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Sunny and hot with a high near 104. And winds could gust as high as 18 miles per hour today. Ooh. Okay, tomorrow it cools down to 99. Friday, 97. Saturday, 99. Sunday, 99. Monday, 95. And Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. So, are you ready? I can't.
Out there, it's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, well, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
You there you go.
So damn
hot. Okay. There's more to that, but I'm not sure if the FCC would appreciate everything that's being said at that point. The only thing we don't have is humidity, because then if we had humidity, I think he said you could have a jungle growing in your shorts.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to going back to Ohio because usually it's pretty humid.
Yeah, I talked to my sister the other day, and I said, what's the humidity there? She has it's only like 70. And you know what it was here? 36.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go back and visit with them here. We haven't seen each other for a while. And even though we don't agree politically on probably most anything, we love each other, and we love seeing each other. And she is, you know, she's a retired lawyer, and she's got a very dry sense of humor. And you find yourself, like 20 seconds after she says something, you start laughing. Does that make sense? Because
yes.
Of what she has said.
Because
you think about it for a second, and it's funny. Anyway, hey, your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned company, been doing this close to 30 years. Chuck and Judy Kenny started it close to 30 years ago, providing outstanding service, continue to grow the company. There are three generations of Kennys are working there. You can't ask for better service, my friends. They're just good people, they're honest, and they do what they say. They give discounts for seniors and veterans and much more. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. So, Shasta Gas Propane. Now, let's go. It's National Hot Dog Day. So, did you know there's 21 different types of hot dogs across the nation?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I guess I could get into that, but I'm not. But if you go across the different regions, they have different types of hot dogs. Cool, huh? Anyway, do you like hot dogs?
I like hot dogs.
Does anybody not like hot dogs? I mean, I wonder, you know, I've never even gone back to, and I should have because it's National Hot Dog Day, so do it while I'm talking. When were hot dogs invented? I mean, there must be something that says something. Just a wiener and a bun, but You want a deal. Okay. Let me see. Some things are around us. Wiener Schnitzel is offering 4 chili dogs for $4. There you go, buddy. You can eat all day.
There you go. It's going to be pretty hot today for some chili dogs, though.
Yeah, you know. $1 hot dogs at Circle K. We got Circle K's around here.
Yeah.
Did you know Circle K sells over 39 million hot dogs a year?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So, but you can go to Circle K and get one for $1 today.
Are you one of the 39 million that buy a hot dog from Circle K?
You know what? I never have from Circle K. Maybe I will. Oh, Roller Grill hot dogs for $1 on the Circle K app. Oh, you got to have an app. Darn. Okay, let me see where else. 2 for $3.50 at 7-Eleven. You can purchase 2 items off the Roller Grill, including the Big Bite hot dog and the Johnsonville Dr. Pepper sausage for $3.50 at participating 7-Eleven, Speedway, and Stripe stores. So, of course, Costco, $1.50. Can't beat that deal. And that includes a medium drink or water. And let me see. What else? Who else has hot dog deals? Let's see. Sonic. On Thursday, they sell 99 cent corn dogs. Okay. Enough of that. But it is National Hot Dog Day. And let me see. What else we have here? Today we got, American Legion coming in today. And then we have the Sheriff's Office will come in at 8 o'clock. So stay with us here. And let me see. What else do I have here? I have my next one is, the DSA, Democratic Socialist of America, has issued their platform calling for a few changes in the U.S. government. Now, the Democratic Socialists of America, you know, Mondami, these three that just won in New York, one in Colorado. But the platform's called Workers Deserve. Now, these are socialists. They're really in some ways communist. Probably some of them are communist. Many, when you look at their adjacent parties or ones that are linked to them for the Democratic Socialists of America, they're just pure communists. It says the Communist Party of America. All right. They want to shift structural, political, and economic power away from corporations and into the hands of the working class. It includes extending full voting rights to people with criminal convictions and non-citizens. Replacing the Electoral College with the national popular vote for president and replacing the two-party system with a multi-party democracy. It also calls for expanding the House and abolishing the Senate. This is the Democrat Socialist of America. You know what? You know, we never even used to talk about them. But in the last, 6-7 years since 2020, they have kind of exploded onto the scene. And as one of them said, we just don't see the point of the Senate. Historically, it was meant to serve very wealthy people who owned a lot of land. And that's still a system that we have today and something we would change. You might want to talk to, Bernie about that. And here's a lifelong Democrat and founder of One Shared World and former staffer in the Clinton administration said the Democratic Party leader should condemn the Democratic Socialists of America and its associated candidates. So, here's the thing. They're giving away stuff. It's free. Mondami, is supporting a store in New York, a grocery store that competes with others. And they prop it up. He said he was going to do away with fares on the rapid transit, and that didn't happen. In fact, the fares went up. Everything they're saying, socialism and giving away stuff works until you run out of money. And what they do then is, these people are moving out of town because we're going to tax them so high. Let's just seize their property. And now we're getting right into communism. So, I mean, these are things these people say. And then the scary thing, though, is being called a socialist or a communist is not scary anymore. The scariest thing is it's not scary anymore. It's just like being called a Nazi. If they call everybody a Nazi or a racist, they say it to everybody about everything the left does to the right. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Yeah. You can call me that, and I know it's not true, and blah, blah, blah. But you call somebody a socialist, so what? Younger people, younger than you, they don't care. It doesn't have that. It doesn't have that blight when you say, well, that's socialism. Oh, no, it's not socialism. Oh, this is just being fair. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the Democratic Party. How they're going to handle this. I mean, they've got their own people holding their nose at their candidates. And, you know, Graham Plattner, look at him. And so in Maine, they're getting ready to have some kind of mini convention to have a new candidate. And every one of them is screaming, I'm more progressive, I'm more woke than the next one. So they can get Graham's followers. And they've got to be more and more and further to the left more. So it's interesting. See which way the Democratic Party is going. But the other interesting thing it's going to be is, is the mainstream Democrat Party going to support it? I tell you what, it sure makes it easy when it comes to elections, though. I mean, it is black and white. You know, there used to be a lot of gray areas. Both sides, you know, both sides agree on. And say, oh, no, you know, yeah, I'll lean this way and you can lean this way, but we can get it done. Now it's just black and white, right or left, capitalist or communist, hidden, at least for right now. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. I want to talk about, did you know robots are performing surgery now? Yeah, kind of scares me too. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls us Alliance. Yeah. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaum. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, takes you right to our webpage. This portion of the show was brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell's been helping people since 1993. Families, seniors, business owners, veterans, she helps our community. And using her expertise and the expertise of her professionals she has working with her. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. Our insurance is always seems to be in the news. And, you know, are they writing policies? Are they not? The cost of insurance, all of that. If you're not sure, how about coming down for a free review and evaluation of all your insurance policies? And I'm sure Judy, you know, first of all, they're going to take a real good look at your insurance and tell you, okay, yeah, this is working, or, you know, this one could be done much better at a much cheaper cost. And that can happen. So, for that free opinion, or that second opinion, that free review and evaluation, give Judy a call. Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, before I get into the fact that robots are operating, House of Representatives, I don't know if you saw this, my friends, but Linda and I had a discussion about this last night. I know y'all think we just kind of just flit around. And they approved legislation which would make daylight savings time permanent, passed 308 to 117. And it has the backing of the White House. Meanwhile, the Senate says, whoa. Let's just take a look at that. It's daylight savings time is the period between spring and fall when clocks in most parts of the United States are set 1 hour ahead of the standard time. Are we on daylight savings time now?
Yeah,
we should be between spring and fall.
Yeah.
We're on it now.
Yeah.
So it gets lighter later, sunrise is later, but sunset is really later. Correct? I mean, it stays light till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody says, well, it's more light, there's all these things you can do, blah, blah, blah. Farmers are saying, well, you know, I don't know, because if you do that, then, you know, sunrise in some areas doesn't get, you know, till 8 o'clock. So how what impact does that have on farming and agriculture and those things? But we've already got, like, you got two states that don't do it, Hawaii and Arizona. And six states have set it up so if they do change it, they'll just get rid of it right then. So we'll see what happens. We may do away with daylight savings time. And I have to, you know, when you change it, when you move it, you know, the clock forward an hour, it, you know, it does kind of wreck your circadian.
When I was in Hawaii last year, Yeah. It was weird because the sun was going down by 7 o'clock, and it was coming up by 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
so you were up early every day.
Yeah,
but it just
felt. I mean, would you rather get up early or stay up later? I think we do more work earlier.
Yeah, I can agree with that. If you're going to get more work done, definitely earlier.
Yeah, definitely earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Space Force. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go to our. I don't see our guest yet, and if they're not here, I've got another half hour, and I've got plenty of stuff to talk about. Let's say Space Force. Space Force is offering a $25,000 bonus to recruits who commit to at least 8 years of active duty. It's open to all incoming recruits, regardless of their chosen specialty, and is capped at 100 enlistees. It supports long-term readiness by giving guardians, that's what they're called, guardians, greater stability at the start of their careers while ensuring the service benefits from their expertise after extensive technical training. I have yet to meet anybody in Space Force. Every year at the Marine Corps Ball, we have toast from every service, and we have yet to find somebody from Space Force around here. I even asked Troy down there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. I said, "Do you know of any Space Force guys?" He goes, "No. None of them have ever checked in here." And so, if you know anybody in Space Force, give us a call and just say, "No, I know him. My son or my daughter's in Space Force," and we can talk about what they do. But have you seen their uniforms? They're kind of cool, spacey. They wear a tin foil as a hat. I found that very interesting as their cover. It's a tin foil cover. I'm kidding about that. Okay. Humanoid robots. Stepped up officially to the operating table, helping complete 2 surgeries for the first time. During the preclinical trials, surgeons remotely guided the machines through 2 gallbladder removal procedures. The robots copied the surgeons' movements rather than making medical decisions. No human patients. It just used simulators. These 5-foot machines used standard surgical tools and worked inside an operating room built for people. Experiment offers an early look at how specialists could someday operate through a mobile robot in a rural clinic or another place where surgical care is hard to reach. This is what it accomplished. But still needs to happen. They said that they took it to laparoscopic gallbladders. One robot handled surgical instruments while a human surgeon assisted behind it. During the second procedure, 2 humanoid robots stood next to each other and worked as a team. Surgeons remotely controlled both robots through the operation, and they used minimally invasive gallbladder surgery. Robots removed tissue and dissected around the gallbladder. They also placed clips before removing it. And they look at this as a proof of concept. They wanted to learn whether a general-purpose humanoid robot could handle standard surgical tools with enough control to complete an operation. And they could. It also exposed problems that they must solve before just turning them loose on humans. They've done this before, but this one was the first one to use general-purpose humanoid machines. And this work builds on UC San Diego's earlier research with the same type of robot. Okay. It's about 5 feet tall, weighs about 60 pounds. And takes a lot less setup than the large surgical robots. And the surgeon's controlling it by remotely. I guess it, the Da Vinci machine, where the The doctor puts his, you know, has his hands on the instruments, you know, and it's all done very precisely through robotics. But it's the surgeon that's doing the robotics, getting in there and doing the operation, you know, gallbladder, other things. But the surgeon is the one doing it. So I guess what it's doing now is they've taken the Da Vinci concept and put it into robots, where the robot's doing the cutting, but it's under the control and he, you know, of the surgeon who can see in, because like they do in Da Vinci, they have cameras and everything in there. How interesting. They're saying for rural areas, you could have like one of these little machines out there in case there's, you know, surgery, and they could hook them up from, what, 500 miles away. And the surgeon can do the work, but the robot does the cutting. Would you do that? Would you go for that?
I mean, if it was life saving and you were, you know, you couldn't get to the
you
hospital,
don't have much of a choice. Yeah, bring that little sucker in here.
You know, but yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a little scary.
Here's the thing: is they don't have any emotions when it comes to. I mean, they're not going to get nervous.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, you know, be sweating or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it still takes a surgeon someplace to run it as of right now. Because you can see where with AI they could put in every move, every surgical move that it has to do, including emergencies if something goes wrong. They could feed it into its, you know, into its little robot brain. So it could go in there and it knows it has to cut this way. And it knows it has to go in. You know, I'm not talking like for heart surgery or anything, at least not right now. But if you think, you know, things like, you know, gallbladder or taking your appendix out, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be so, interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's people, it's here. And, you know, there's no fighting it. Not like the flock cameras. We can fight flock cameras. And people are doing that all the time.
I haven't seen a lot of...
Whoa, I saw that flock camera that got knocked down. We'll talk about it. Let me see, what else do we have here? We got robots, Karg Island. Oh, guess what the Democrats down in Sacramento just did to increase the cost of your groceries? Yeah, that and much more when we get back from this break.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. One season jackpots our way. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The price will just keep growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your daubers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Man. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And I'm trying to find my grocery. The thing about why your groceries are going to go back up again. Okay, here it is. Do you know they just passed a bill and it's taking effect now? And the bill is, what is that? Anyway, it's about recycling. And the what they've done is they passed a bill and it charges businesses for the waste produced by their item packaging. And what it does is that Senate Bill 54 is entering its final phase of implementation. And companies are going to start getting their first bills as early as next month. The idea is to reduce landfill waste by making manufacturers financially responsible for the packaging they sell after it's thrown away. In other words, you buy something that's packaged in plastic or whatever. They're charging the company for you buying it and then throwing it away. Dairy industry says this is really bad. It's really going to hit the dairy industry. And what they say is if they sell well, requiring them to phase out packaging that cannot be adequately reused, recycled, or composted. Dairy industry says it stands to be among the hardest hit because many of its products rely on packaging that does not currently meet the measure's requirements. So the company's going to have to pay it. Now, for some reason, the politicians in Sacramento don't believe is that the company is going to pass that cost on to the consumer. So every time you buy something, your price of that object, of that whatever you're buying, goes up because the state is fining the companies who will then pass that on to me until they can find something they can use to, you know, it can be recycled. Well, what if you can't? What if you can't find that? Dairy industry says, you know, you're in danger of driving some of us just right out of business with all these taxes, with this new tax you're putting on us. So, and of course, it's groceries. And, you know, the state says, oh, you're only going to be paying a couple $100 more a year. That's what they say. They don't know that. Anyway, it's just something else added on to things like the gas tax that went up in July. And all, you know, and we've got the highest gas taxes in the nation right now to drive people into, to getting those EVs. And the sale of EVs, while they're largest in California, are still down. You've got the large companies not even, you know, they're suspending their EV lines because they're not selling. And then I just saw a wonderful article, and it was here in California. Two of their, they have two electric buses, school buses. And this is the guy, the maintenance guy that runs all the school, runs all the transportation. They do 68 miles a day on their buses. And diesel cost 35 cents a mile. Guess how much running the electric bus cost? $3.67 a mile. That's how much it costs to run the buses, the electric buses, and diesel buses, 35 cents a mile. Here's the other thing. They can't use them on real hot days. Why? Because the air conditioning, it doesn't work. It doesn't work very well at all. Plus, it sucks out the, you know, because it sucks out the battery. So they can't even, you know, so he says, I refuse to send kids out in non-air-conditioned buses. So they just park them. They can use them like 60% of the time in this school district here in California. And it's, and they pay, and they cost three times as much. He says the cost of electricity. He says you can't tell. If gas, we can buy gas on the market and we get the government rate. So I know how much it's going to cost me, but I can never tell you how much electricity is going to cost. So another great idea. Let's just all use EVs. Oh, my gosh, it'll help the climate and it'll save money. No. No. Listen to the people who are using them for these big ones. And they want to, and they're talking about, your first EV pickup. Oh, yeah. It's an EV pickup. It can't haul anything. It can't tow anything. And you sure as hell can't go up in the Warner Mountains with it. Just another great idea by our politicians in Sacramento. Okay, Measure B. The lawsuit moves forward as the court sets August hearing on state's request to block the initiative. The first hearing in the lawsuit challenging Shasta County's voter-approved Measure B was held yesterday, launching what is expected to be a closely watched legal battle over whether counties can adopt election rules that differ from the state law. Attorney General Rob Bonta and Secretary of State Shirley Weber filed the lawsuit after voters approved Measure B in the June election. It argues that the initiative conflicts with the California's comprehensive election laws, which it says preempt counties from adopting election procedures that are inconsistent with state statutes. Measure B would require government-issued photo ID for voter registration and in-person voting, eliminate most vote-by-mail and early voting options, require ballots to be hand-counted, and establish a separate county voter registration system independent of the state's voter database. I imagine you can have it so it's independent, but the state still needs the information from it. I know that one of the problems that I've heard, and when we'll talk to the new registrar of voters, is how often do we scrub our voter rolls, and how long it takes. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's funny, I called you once before, I don't know, a year and a half or 2 years ago when we were on the subject of electric cars as well. And when I got off, you had intimated that I was somehow opposed to electric cars, which I'm not. I think the technology is brilliant. But one more.
Wait a minute. I said I thought you were opposed to electric cars.
Yeah, because I'm angry at the way electric cars have come about, right?
Oh, okay.
The tax breaks that they're getting and the way the government's pushing them on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the technology is really, I don't have a problem with the technology.
No, technology, you know what? We can't get away from the fact that technology is here and it's going to just keep growing. Yeah.
Yeah. But the most, to me, the most egregious hang up to them pushing all these electric cars, electric buses, electric big rigs is that still right now we have zero ability to recycle these batteries, to do anything like to stop the poison that's in them, and somehow either reuse it or disassemble it, put the minerals back in the ground, or do all of the stuff in these batteries are no different than the solar panels of 20 years ago that people now, they're no longer working. People want them off their roof. They're having to pay a fortune to dump them because they're full of toxic chemicals that can't be put in landfill. And the batteries are no different. And the thing is, we know this. We have a problem already with stuff that we can't, nuclear waste and different stuff that we can't recycle. But we refuse to learn from it and try and make these decisions up front. Like, okay, here's this great idea. Okay, well, what are the ramifications of it? What are we going to do with these batteries once they're no longer able to power a car?
Well, did you hear me talking about the repackaging law they made, SB 54? For the plastic and all the ways they package food, and they're charging the businesses a fee for that because of landfills, and the businesses of course will just pass that on to their customers. So I'm surprised, you know, with what you're saying, which is absolutely true. I wonder why the government says, okay, when we know that your EV batteries are going to be, you know, what, 15 to 20 years, maybe. No, I'm sorry. 100,000 miles. 120,000 miles or something, and then they have to be replaced. They're not making the car companies pay a tax on that to put them someplace to dispose of them.
It doesn't fit. See, that doesn't fit their climate change narrative and how they're going to push them on. That's why nobody wants to talk about it, but it's going to be upon us real, real soon. Something's going to have to be done with all these batteries.
And the not just the solar batteries, too, but I understand the turbine blades are not recyclable either from the wind turbines.
Oh, that's hilarious. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I think I'd read that someplace. I mean, don't take it to the bank, but I thought I'd read that someplace. You know, I always go back. Do you ever watch Landman with Billy Bob Thornton? I don't know if it's...
I watched a couple of episodes.
Well, I tell you what. He did like a five-minute soliloquy on oil. And the girl says, well, I just don't think oil should be there. And you've got you know, windmills and all these blah, blah, blah. And he says, lady, if you don't think that if Chevron thought that those wind turbines did the job, that they wouldn't be invested in you, they'd be all over the country by now. And that's, you know, and solar... He said they don't, and then he went into why. And it's if you can ever see it on YouTube or something like that, it's worth the watch. It's like 5 minutes long. So
yeah,
anyway,
and it's a fact. It's a fact.
It
Thanks
is a fact.
Show, Carl.
No, thank you very much for listening and calling in, Robert. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl Linderbot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. I'll get it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. He's been in the business over a quarter of a century. He's been through all the schools. And what he does is works his magic on your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield, be it a car, truck, SUV, or an RV. Yeah, you know, take your vehicle, put it into a climate-controlled area. He works his magic on it, and then you get in and out, very reasonable price, and you don't have to worry about it again. So, if you're not sure if this, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. News just hit. After more than three decades on the radio, Patrick John, Patrick and Billy, 297, beginning a new chapter. He's going to go work for KRCR as the Daybreak's official anchor. So he's moving from radio to TV. He's been, like I said, Billy and Patrick, morning show. He'll be joining the Newswork as a news anchor in the coming weeks, marking the end of a 30-year era. He and Billy have been together for 30 years in 2024. So 32 years they've been on the air here. And both of them are just you know, yeah, they are another, yeah, it's another station, but we all work together on various events and things. You know, we see each other. And I can just tell you, Patrick and Billy are just two of the nicest guys you're going to meet. And I wish him the very best. Now, the question is, what's going to happen to the morning show? I have no idea. I mean, that's like a marriage. 32 year marriage working together. And it's not always easy working together. I mean, we all know that. So, okay. Well, you know, big shout out and the best wishes to him. And, Iran is back in the news, resumes the blockade on Iran. U.S. does. There is a lot of things they're talking. They've been striking areas. You know, somebody said yesterday, we were talking yesterday, about Karg Island. Now, Karg Island, what is Karg Island? It's an 8-mile island. I mean, it's 8 miles in circumference there. And 90% of all their oil production comes through there. It gets shipped from there. So they're talking, you know, will Trump order, and you know, order U.S. forces to take Karg Island and then cut off 90% of all of Iraq's ability to ship oil by sea. At the same time, put in blockades around their roads and everything leaving the country so they can't ship their oil. And, you know, could the Marines do it? Yeah, you've got Marine expeditionary units out there that could take Karg Island. You know, you have air supremacy, which means nothing's flying. You've got the ships, you've got the, you know, our drones, our rockets, and you have U.S. Marines this is what they do. There are Iranian forces, of course, on the island, but they would give them a chance to surrender before the Marines came ashore. The Marines would come ashore in a lot of different ways, But it would, you know, I would think that would be kind of last resort. I mean, you can cut off the island by a variety of different means. And the Iranians have had a long time to defend that island. They know that's one of their, you know, that choke point right there is so important to them. So they've got, I imagine there are mines all around that island, or, you know, in the seas off around that island that they've got, you know, hundreds of drones, if not thousands, that they could be sent against the anybody coming into Karg Island, you know, missiles, all of this. Now, we can shoot down the missiles. We can shoot down the drones. But what happens then once you have it is now you've taken a piece of their property. And is this going to expand anything that's going on? There are in a lot of ways to skin the cat on this. And we haven't even gotten into all of the different ways that you can cut them off economically from the world. And you can. And then now we control the straits and we blockade the straits. At some point, what you want is their economy to crash enough so that people will, and we give them enough help to overthrow this Islamic jihadist regime. But at the same time, you don't want to destroy all of the infrastructure so that the next group of Iranians coming in won't have that. So this is really delicate. I mean, to come in and take a Karg Island without destroying their oil facilities. And so what it comes down to is boots on the ground, pushing their way through, which they could do. The Marines could do that. I have no doubt that they could do that if they can get ashore. Okay. Flock cameras. More and more people, LA, just did away with flock cameras. Said they didn't know where all the information was going. It was going national. And
I was just reading on their website, well, this DFLOC website, where it says that a lot of the information isn't shared.
No.
And they won't say where it's going.
Well, I saw one that said it went to like 6,000 different agencies. Yeah. You know, because, you know, it'll go to one and then they share it. So this is, you know, the flock cameras. I understand about, you know, the traffic light cameras, but this one really is reaching out. The ACLU just stood up and said, this is overreach. So we'll get more on this. We'll do a segment on just flock cameras here soon. All right. We got to take a break from the news. We come back. We have the, commander of Shasta County Jail is with us. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Heavy downpours are still drenching South Texas with the possibility of dangerous flash flooding. The storms began Tuesday with downpours washing out roads and leading to dozens of high water rescues in counties near the Mexican border. Flash flood warnings are in effect, and the Texas governor has issued disaster declarations for dozens of counties in Kerr County, where catastrophic flooding last year killed more than 100 people. Officials say they're in contact with summer camps that are at risk. There have been no reports of deaths or injuries. The National Weather Service says as much as 20 inches may fall. The U.S. has reimposed a blockade on Iran after Tehran's attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The blockade comes at a critical time.
All of this comes as the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about a fifth of all crude oil and natural gas traded once passed in peacetime, has become the key issue over trying to end the Iran war. And as these attacks on ships have continued, and as U.S. airstrikes have gone on against Iran for days, and Iran has retaliated against Middle East allies of America, this has really called into question whether or not there will be any sort of permanent end to the Iran war.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting from Dubai, United Arab Emirates. A call for more protection amid dangerous times for judges around the country.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has told lawmakers that a sharp increase in threats targeting her and other justices is increasingly encroaching on their personal and family lives. Barrett, along with liberal Justice Elena Kagan, testified to Congress on Tuesday, a rare event for members of the High Court. With violence and intimidation on the rise nationwide, the justices are seeking millions of dollars to enhance security to help keep judges safe across the country. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Let me ask you a question. Are you carrying a balance on a credit card right now? If you are, you're paying somewhere around 24% interest. Wow, 24%. That's not a loan. That's punishment. Meanwhile, you're sitting on a house full of equity at a fraction of that rate. The math is insane, and the credit card companies are counting on you not adding it up. Fellowship Home Loans does the math. For over 20 years now, Mike and Brian have helped families consolidate that high interest credit card debt into their mortgage and start keeping the money they've been bleeding out every month. Everything is done in-house. One roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. People who know your name and treat you like family. Break up with your credit card. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Ask for your free mortgage checkup. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
A prominent elderly American shot and killed in the Philippines, and authorities not for certain what the motive may have been in this case. Officials do say that an investigation is underway. The update from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
An American marine biologist was shot and killed by three men who barged into his house in the central Philippines over the weekend. 73-year-old Kent Carpenter was at home with his companion Sunday night when three men with covered faces forced their way in. Carpenter's companion says one drew a gun and shot Carpenter, killing him instantly. They fled with a laptop, cash, and a backpack. Silliman University says Carpenter was an exceptional scientist who had collaborated with the university on marine research work and studies since 1976. Police are trying to determine a motive for the killing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Writers Guild of America has become the latest group to challenge Paramount's $81 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. It filed a lawsuit Tuesday that seeks to block the merger on the grounds it would cause specific harm to movie and TV writers in the U.S. The complaint arrived today after 12 states filed their own lawsuit seeking to halt the transaction. Astronomers have found a sweet spot in space.
Molecular clouds where stars and planets are forming.
Astrophysicist Azaskin Jimenez-Serra with the Spanish Astrobiology Center says they're essential ingredients for the origin of life.
Because they represent the backbone of RNA and DNA.
The sugar is called erythrolose.
They can be found in raspberries and in other red fruits.
The results published this week in the journal Nature Astronomy. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Today, the 15th of July, Wednesday, hump day, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me. Two of the three national days are big days.
What, National Hot Dog Day?
Ooh. And I've already told everybody where you can get your free hot dogs or your cheap hot dogs. Winter Schnitzel's got four chili dogs today for $4. We may feed the whole jail population today with $40. Okay.
It's National I Love Horses Day. That's for you.
That's for me. You know what? There's a lot to love about horses.
Yeah, there are. And it's National Gummy Worm Day.
You know, I'm not sure about the gummy worms. But,
I like gummy worms.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you like the sour ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't eat them all the time, but I don't mind a few gummy worms here and there.
You gave me the weather, didn't you?
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. How hot?
Damn hot.
Today it's going to be 104 degrees with winds as high as 18 miles per hour. But this is the hot day, though. And if you go through next Tuesday, they're all going to be in the double digits instead of triple digits. Tomorrow, 99, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, 98, 99, Monday, partly sunny with a high near 95. And then Tuesday, right back up there, sunny and hot with a high near 97. So today is going to be the big one and it should be cooling off a little bit. But, you know, frankly, when it's 99, There's places in this town when it's 102, 103, and when it's 104, there's places in this town that's 106, because we have different thermoclines here. But the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny started it about close to 30 years ago. Three generations of the Kenny family is working there. They've achieved all this success because of the outstanding service they provide to all of their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans. They're just good people down there. Good for our community. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Captain Jesse Gunsals, who is the commander. Should I say commander?
That's fine. Yeah.
Commander of the Shasta County Jail.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you? Is that a punishment tour or is that like a reward tour?
No, it's been great. So I've been back over there for about a year. And you were really there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the jail. I mean, it's constantly evolving. Is this correct?
Yeah, the jail itself is, you know, was built and finished in 1984, and we're undergoing a construction project right now, so we're updating our security and infrastructure, adding new technology within the facility, so upgrading our way that we interact with the housing units, new cameras and new control panels inside.
Well, are we, and we were talking a little bit about AI before, because I talk about AI with everything. Do you see where AI could be used in in the system? In the correctional system?
There's plenty of companies that have plenty of companies that have different technologies that they offer for many things with AI. I mean, one of them is to use it for investigations on information that comes in, communication within the jail as far as messaging and all that. So we don't have any of that in place right now, but it is something that's being offered. We recently updated our new mail scanning system.
Oh, okay.
So we have a new scanner that all of the mail that comes into the facility, it's X-ray-like technology, the way that they explained it to me. Not AI, but all of the mail that comes through is being scanned with this machine so that we can combat any of the attempts to smuggle in, you know, illicit substances.
Okay, I've read about it. I've seen it on TV, so it must be true. Do they soak, like, envelopes and drugs?
They do.
Do they really?
Yes.
And what do you run through, like, a drug sniffer?
So we run them through this scanner now, and that scanner detects anomalies that are inside the envelope itself or the paper itself, whether that's a hard object inside or whether it's soaked in some type of material. So that X-ray-type technology will show that there's an anomaly on that paper.
Wow.
And then from there we investigate further.
Okay. Is smuggling is that a problem at Shasta County? And let me just tell you why is that. I did a tour of the what's the other big one we have here? Down in San Francisco. The prison there.
San Quentin.
Went through San Quentin. Thank you. And they showed all the things they'd been smuggled in. I mean, phones. It was. They said that's the most dangerous thing here. It was smuggled in as phones, but they have no cameras at San Quentin, and that's strange.
Problematic, right?
Well, they said that you know it's the union, the correctional officers didn't want cameras.
We're in the process of adding a lot more cameras within the facility. So in the housing units, in our booking area. We're going to be updating that with, you know, better technology, more clear images. Those cameras are going to be a whole lot more improved than what we have right now.
So is smuggling a problem? I guess it could be considered a problem at all, correct?
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. You know, people try to bring things with them or they try to hide them when they get arrested. And there's various methods of doing that. So we have technology that's been implemented over at the jail. We also have a body scanner similar to the one that you would see at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And all people that are arrested that come into the facility will go through that body scanner, for us to attempt to combat people smuggling, you know, drugs or weapons into the facility. Traditional methods of searching, right? We still search them.
Yeah.
Patrol deputy or an officer will search that person. Prior to them coming in, and then we search them thoroughly, right? Empty their pockets and do a pat down search of their clothing.
What about the whole body orifice thing?
Well, that's something that does happen as well. And that's what that scanner is for, so that we can attempt to locate that prior to. If it is located, then we have to seek a search warrant through a judge and then bring them to a medical facility to have it removed. Or if they remove it themselves.
You've got your choice.
Yeah. So, but. You know, with fentanyl being so prevalent within the community and opioids, it's dangerous. And it's dangerous for the staff. It's also dangerous for other people that are being housed in the jail, inmates that are housed there.
Yeah, fentanyl can kill.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit.
Even a small amount can be fatal.
Sure.
And we've just seen that, you know, surge throughout the community. Everybody's known about the opioid crisis. And we're doing everything we can to combat that.
Well, you know, and now it's that people are buying stuff through the, I don't know, black market or online ways of doing it, I guess, and thinking they're getting a Xanax or, you know, something like that. But it's got fentanyl in it. It kills them.
Yeah. A lot of people are manufacturing. You know, they think that they're taking one thing. Obviously, you know, drugs are not good to be abused in any way, whether they're prescription drugs or illicit drugs. If someone's pressing their own pills and passing them off as one type of drug, but they're actually mixed in with something else, the fentanyl that gets in there is what.
Yeah, I remember that 13-year-old, you know, he got a Percocet or something like that. His mom's been on the show. And the guy that sold it to him went to jail for, I don't know, manslaughter or murder.
Yeah.
They got him for that. He took that one pill and he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so very dangerous. Small quantities. And it's not measured out appropriately. No. And that's what gets you to the point where you're going to overdose. So we've distributed Narcan throughout the facility because it's so prevalent.
When you say throughout the facility, of course, all your officers, your correctional officers, but do you have another spot now?
Yeah, so there's a locked box that has an alarm on it. It's a plastic box within the housing unit.
Yeah.
If someone were to sneak something in there, and we've had occasions of that, and an inmate starts to overdose, the other inmates themselves can actually access that, or the person themselves can access that Narcan mm-hmm. and administer it to themselves another inmate.
I saw my first Narcan, Narcan.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like
a nasal spray.
Yeah, couple, you know, and it just kind of fits in, and you just give them that spray like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but we had a gentleman here that was speaking to the middle schools about drugs. And he said, you know, that was when we were running 100,000 plus overdose deaths, you know, for like 2 or 3 years in a row. I mean, I don't know what it is this year. He said that number would be 300,000 if it wasn't from Narcan.
Yeah, Narcan has saved many people.
Yeah.
And it just counteracts the effects of the opioid, blocks the receptors and allows them to no longer continue to ingest the
substance. What an invention that was. You know what? It's
been around for a while. Not in the same form that it has. It used to be a shot years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People that were overdosing, the EMTs or paramedics would give them a shot if they got there in time. Now it's been, you know, formulated and distributed like that nasal spray.
I've seen vending machines. I read someplace there's vending machines with Narcan.
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, I'm here with Captain Jesse Gonsalves, who is the commander of the Shasta County Correctional Facility, the jail. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Ladies, it's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Hunks are back
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy 2-night event, Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 pre-slot.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls and say Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live on KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry design, stone cutting. They got it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business over 30 years. Good people down there. The only place Linda shops for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry because they've got it all. And they're really nice people, and it's locally owned and it's locally operated. And like I said, been in the same spot almost for 30-plus years. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row now. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Get your batteries replaced on your watches there, too. Just walk in, boom, replaced, walk out. My guest today is the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and it's Captain Jesse Gunsaltz, who is the commander of the jail. And we've been talking about technology. Technology has helped because there's always... You always could use more people down there. We're going to talk about that in the future as correctional officers. But the technology helps you keep track of everybody. And you were talking about something that's called the Guardian RFID.
Yeah, the Guardian RFID system is something that we've implemented within the last year. It's like a cell phone, so it's a handheld device.
Uh-huh.
And when we're going throughout the facility for BSCC, Board State Community Corrections, we have standards that we have to uphold.
Yeah.
So safety checks. Depending on where you're housed, in booking, it's once every 15 minutes. Upstairs in a regular housing unit, it's once every hour within the hour.
So once an hour, you've got to see everybody in the jail.
Once an hour, we have to do a safety check on the general housing areas,
okay,
and locations. It varies throughout the facility depending on where,
sure,
that person is housed. But this new system that we have, it's a handheld device similar to a cell phone. We'll walk around, do our safety checks, and there's a tag on the door. We can scan that tag and document that we've done that safety check and that we're on time and that person is okay and safe at that time.
Okay.
We can also track.
Because you put eyes on the person.
Put eyes on the
that.
Person, okay. Make sure that they're okay, and that's why,
right,
it's called a safety check. And then movement, tracking movement throughout the facility, making sure they're getting their meals, their rec yard time,
do
recreation
they have
time.
Do they have like a little bracelet on them or something?
They have an ID card that we've issued them now.
They
used
they've
to have
got
bracelets.
To carry.
Yeah, and they have to have that ID
so
card
then,
with them.
So then you know, okay, yeah, he's a chow today.
Correct.
And, you know, or he didn't go to chow. So
yeah.
Now I got to go back and check again and see what's going on here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's just valuable because
we track
everything and we document that we provided what is supposed to be provided to that person.
Yeah, but it also it protects the inmates.
Absolutely.
That way.
Yep.
And
increasing safety and accountability.
Because no matter how heinous they are, crimes they've committed, they're under your charge.
Correct.
You don't want to see anything happen to them under your watch.
No, absolutely not. Everyone that's in that facility, whether they're pending their trial or whether they've been sentenced and they're there, that's our job, is to keep them safe while they're there. They'll go through the court process. They may be found guilty. They may be found not guilty.
Yeah.
It's not our job to judge. It's not our job to figure that out. We're responsible for their safety and security while they're in there, and that's what we're required to do.
What's the longest sentence you've got in there right now?
Right now, I don't know off the top of my head, but I know of people that have been sentenced to multiple years.
Yeah, I heard 6 or 7.
Yeah, 7 to 8. 8 years. So
that's a long time in a jail.
It's a long time, and that facility was never designed.
No.
When it was built, it was never designed for that. That jail. You know, back when I started, I actually started my career in the jail as a correctional officer. I was the second round of correctional officers. We now call them correctional deputies.
Mm-hmm.
That was hired. And it was designed for everyone that was either pending trial, right, or going through the court process. And then if they were sentenced, you couldn't be sentenced to any more than 1 year in the Shasta County Jail, right? Any local
jail
was
like
under 365
days. Yeah, those were the ones that, you know, you got them DUI or, you know, they broke into things. And
correct.
They got a year in jail, so, they, you know, that's what you were set up for.
Right. And then anything above a year that you were sentenced to is not local time. That would have been state prison.
Sure.
But
more
with,
serious crimes.
Right.
It
but
makes
with,
sense.
With the prison realignment and the laws that have changed, it has turned our local jails into a long-term housing facility when they were never intended for that. So.
Well, I understand they're shutting down. They want to shut down another prison, too.
I've heard that as well. Yeah.
Gosh. You know, where are the correctional officers union now? You know, they've shut down how many? 3? At least?
Yeah. I know of several that have been shut down, and that's obviously different philosophies at the state level versus us at the local level. Our duty is to house these people regardless of what the laws are, and we're doing our best to do that with our staffing.
But
and increase.
State wants to save money, so they're going to shut down a prison. They don't really care what happens down at the county level, but if they do that, they should be pushing that much money back down to the county. To take care and do they do that? Do you,
that would be nice. I mean, if the state for some reason or in the future wants to free up funds to build new facilities to house people for that longer term, I think that would be very helpful for counties, local government. Right now, there's no funding available for building of new jails. So in the meantime, we're stuck with trying to improve what we have. And go from there.
And go from there. You know, if they keep pushing things down here, but they don't push the money along with it. And it's got to come from someplace.
Correct.
Unfortunately, when you've got a budget, which the state doesn't seem to have, when you have a budget, what do you fill? So there's certain requirements you have to do. And one of them is, as much as you don't want to sometimes, is keep these guys safe, guys and girls safe. So, okay. You have a, I want to talk about that after the break. This could take longer, but new medical vendor you have.
Excited about our new vendor.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that after the break. The amount of technology, the people. Oh, let's talk about your staffing. You're happy. You're happier.
Staffing is going better. So over the last year, myself and my jail administration, we've been working hard to, actively participate in the recruiting and testing process. So currently right now they're actually doing some oral interviews right now. I was supposed to be there, but somebody filled in for me. So we had seven people.
Sheriff Johnson probably tagged you last night, didn't he?
We had seven people that made it through to the interview process. So we're talking to them today. I can foresee us flying that again in the future, in the near future for correctional deputy positions.
Sure.
But yeah, we're now at a point where, the vacancy rate as far as staffing goes has reduced quite a bit. So we're doing good. The staff is doing good.
We're still short,
but it's a lot of work and back to our training program and our jail training officers. They've been training for a solid, year at least, if not longer. With new people that are coming in.
Sure,
obviously, when we hire someone, not everybody makes it through the training process.
The training process is a lot shorter than the post. Is that correct?
The training process is mirrored to the post training.
Right.
So our FTO, our field training program, it's mirrored with the same type of duration, if you will.
But it's different
processes.
Okay, I thought it was a shorter process.
Yeah, they move throughout the facility. So depending on there's a minimum for post, right, for FTO, and then within the jail, there's really no minimum. It's just to say that they are trained.
Okay.
So we try to give them sufficient training as opposed to making it shorter, and we try to mirror that 17 weeks. For them to be in there and moving throughout the facility. Some people pick it up quickly. Other people take a little bit longer. But I just want to give some credit to our training staff as well. So they've been doing a great job. And it's hard sometimes. It's hard just being responsible for somebody else and constantly training them as opposed to just going out and doing the job yourself. So it takes a lot of patience, takes a lot of professionalism, and they've been doing really good with that.
Cool. Okay, hey, I'm here with Captain Jesse Gunsalls, who is commander of the jail. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. It's a great place to get your haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there since 2007. That's when I found them. Good people down there. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. You're not going to get all the... their idea of hairspray could be butch wax. So that's one of the things I like about it, because it is a barbershop, and it's, it kind of takes you back in time sometimes. But one of the things they have, which I really like, is you can make an appointment. So it works on your schedule. And you can either call them at 530-244-9478 or use Booksy. And just put in Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop and set up a time, and it shows you what all the dates and times are available. And then they send you a email confirming it and another one to remind you. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Imagine walking in your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, everybody. It's going to be 104 today. I hope you're getting everything done this morning. Do not leave anything in your car that you want to have alive or thriving. If you go into the store, oh, I'm just going to go in there for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden it takes 10, 15, 20 minutes. 20 minutes inside of your car can go up to like 140 when it's 104 outside. So if you leave that little doggy in there, the doggy's not happy. And for God's sakes, do not leave your children in there. So today we're with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and Captain Jesse Gunsalz, who heads up the jail. He's the commander of the jail. And we talked about a lot of the new equipment we've gotten in, which makes it easier and to keep track of the inhabitants of the jail, but it also makes it safer for them and being able to track them in such that you can make sure that they're okay, you can put eyes on them, and you're keeping it all recorded. And that's for two reasons. One, you know, they have to see them every hour, but it also makes sure that, you know, you've done it. So if something does happen, you've got this. No, we were there, and they were okay. We checked them.
Yeah,
or if people are missing meals or they're not where they're supposed to be, it all comes in under this new RFID system. Got a new medical vendor. I read about that in a paper.
Yeah, so our new medical vendor, a company called Medico, they went live June 1st in the jail, and we're excited about the new contract working with them. Medico's mission is obviously to provide adequate medical care to those that are incarcerated. Met with the owner of the company. He goes by Dr. O several times. He's come out, been involved in the process.
Dr. O.
I can't say his last name, which is why he goes by Dr. O. great guy, great American story. He came to the country years ago with $400 in his pocket and worked his way up, became an ER doctor, and then after that, obviously started this business. Okay. Primarily on the East Coast.
And it's called Medico.
Medico.
Okay. And why is this better for us in our community?
The services that we contracted out with Medico ends up providing almost double the amount of nursing staff within the facility of what we had before. So we're excited about that, right? His mission is to provide adequate medical care for all those that are incarcerated. And I've even heard him say it out loud and in meetings that everyone within that facility has a constitutional right to appropriate medical care. And that's our mission as well, right? So, it was a great alignment of theories. If someone is hurt or injured, then they
maybe
need to be
if
taken
they're incarcerated
care.
Or something, but I don't know if it's a constitutional right to medical care. I would argue that, but it maybe once they're incarcerated by the state, then it could come under that under some amendment there.
Yeah, we're required to take care of them.
Of course you are. So. Oh, no, I wasn't arguing that part.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask a question. Somebody gets arrested, and it's a fight. They don't come to you right away. They go to the hospital first, then they're treated, and then once they're released, then they come to you. Now, that's when your medical people kind of take over at that point?
Yeah, depending on the circumstances of the arrest or what they were involved in and whatever agency arrested them, their policy would dictate whether or not they go to the hospital for a medical clearance before they come into the facility.
Oh, okay.
Once that person comes into the facility, they're initially examined, right? There's a questionnaire. The medical staff and our staff speaks to that person. If there's a need medically that they need to go to the hospital to be further evaluated or cleared before they come into the facility, then we will actually have that arresting agency take them to the hospital before we accept them at the jail. once they come into the facility and we accept them, then yes, all of their medical care and their well-being is on the jail.
And we're not just talking about injuries. We're talking about people coming in there that need medical or need meds.
All types of ailments, yeah. I mean, all walks of life, people with, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes or fill in the blank. They could have had a pre-existing injury from years and years ago and, you know, a mobility issue. It could be anything.
Well, I can see where the meds could be a real problem because you arrest somebody and they probably don't have their diabetes medicine or their high blood pressure or whatever the meds are.
Yeah.
To do that. So you've got to do that intake. And
we've
then
got to do that intake, and then we have to get a hold of our contracted pharmacy and get the medication within the facility within the allotted time of what they're prescribed. Our medical vendor has to reach out to their doctor. If their doctor is unavailable, then we have our own contracted doctor that we can get that prescription for them.
Okay. Yeah, see, those are little things you don't think about. But
it's a full-service facility. We feed them, we clothe them, we provide medical care, everything that they need.
Has it gotten rougher in the jail, Jesse, over the years?
Well, I mean, going back to the idea.
When did you start?
I started in 2003.
Since you've been there, has it gotten rougher?
Yeah, you're always going to have people that are there accused of certain crimes, right? People that are there for murder charges, people that are there for assault charges. But as far as the people that end up staying there, like we talked about before, it wasn't intended for a sentence longer than a year. Sometimes we have people that are sentenced for what California has now deemed to be a nonviolent crime that is a violent crime, and they're actually housed within that facility for a long period of time. Has it gotten worse? We don't have room for, like you mentioned earlier, just the run-of-the-mill DUI type of misdemeanor arrest that are in there.
Breaking into cars and that kind of stuff.
So that's the tough part, right? These people still go out and they commit crimes within the community and we just don't have the room to hold them because we've met capacity at the jail. So,
but as far as the, when we were at San Quentin, they showed us, you know, this is why we put screens over because some guy they had taken a mop handle and sharpened it. And when the correctional officer came up in front of the cell, the guy just drove it into him. So that's why they started putting screens over it. I mean, do we have violent people like that?
Yes.
That your people you're always got to be watching.
Yeah, they always have to be watching. They always have to be prepared. There are violent people, inside the facility, yes, that have assaulted our staff. We do our best to interact with them the safest way possible. Some people are, chain all movement. You've seen that on TV to where every time that we interact with them, we put belly chains is what we call them and leg irons, and we'll move them throughout the facility as they're restrained that way.
Even down to medical or something.
Even down to medical. Of course. If they have to go to court or whatever it is. And that's because of the behavior that they've displayed within the jail, whether that's assaulting staff or damaging the facility. We'll put them on that type of status that we interact with them, which that new technology will actually pop up and show us that person's picture and then any restrictions that they have. And,
well, that's good. It says, watch this guy.
We put them on that status so that we can avoid a confrontation with them. You know, if someone is assaultive towards staff, then we don't want to just let them out and see what happens. So
I imagine, you reinforce and all those kind of things.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Well, you don't want your people getting hurt. That's the last thing you want. And something like this happens, I mean, nobody wins on this one. I mean, you're going to win if in that sense of the word, the staff will, but nobody wins on this. So somebody gets hurt. So that's interesting that besides keeping track of them, it's also got their background. This guy's a fighter.
Useful information, so any flags that they have, we also have, concerns.
Do you have their meds on it? This person needs to see
the medication's not on there. That's all tracked by our medical vendor.
Okay.
But anything that we need to know as far as, separate housing, there's some people that, don't get along with other people, and they'll tell us that during the classification process.
If you put somebody in there, I'll kill them.
Absolutely. Whether that's someone that's personally known to them or somebody that they, a rival gang, believe it or not, there are still prison gangs. It's alive and well. So
do you have jail gangs?
Not local jail gangs.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's people that, you know, have been to prison. So they're more sophisticated in their exposure to the criminal, you know, lifestyle and the prison politics. And when they come into the facility during our classification process, they make it well known that they can't be housed with this type of person or that type of person. And if we put them in there, there's going to be a problem. So we have to keep those people apart. And that new system will actually have that in the palm of my deputy that's walking around doing those safety checks. Sure. So they know.
Well, used to be just kind of like, what was that guy's name? In Mayberry, that would come in. You remember the drunk that used mm-hmm. to come? I don't know. Maybe that's before your time.
No, I've seen the show. I don't know the guy's name, though.
What was the guy's name? Anyway, he'd come in and complain because the bed wasn't made correctly or right. something like that. Right. We've gone way beyond that now.
Way beyond that. But it also attracts, you know, like I said, somebody with mobility issues. So yeah. if there's an ADA concern, it can have that flag on that system. They're provided, you know, wheelchairs, canes, walkers, whatever they need in order to move about freely.
Canes?
Canes, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Throughout the facility.
They won't let you bring canes on bigger planes.
But they do in the jail.
But they do in the jail.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Captain Jesse Gunsalves. I'm learning so much more. I mean, every time somebody from the jail comes on, I learn something. But you've got, you know, new technology, new medical people there that's doubling what you had before, having to keep track of all the meds. And you don't think of that. But, you know, what about if they have, take a break, but what if they need a type of drug, you know, to keep them from going bipolar or schizoid, you know, and they're kind of on that. They're supposed to be on it. Let's talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, born for life.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Hey, tomorrow, Simpson University, they've got a big announcement they're making tomorrow. I don't know what it is, but they're going to come on the show and make it. And we've also got, there's a 24-hour softball marathon coming up, and we're going to have them on talking about where, when, and why. And then, the Korean veterans begin here. So, full day tomorrow, too. But today we've got the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, specifically Captain Jesse Gunsalls, who runs the jail. And, I mean, it's a lot of great information that you've given us. And we talked about, what were we talking about when we left? And do you remember?
Mental health services.
Mental health services. Okay. Because you get people in, obviously they have mental problems, and they're not on their meds. What happens then?
So our medical vendor will consult with that person when we know that it's a known issue, right, or a concern, whether that's because the inmate tells us that or a family member calls in or just their history that we know because they've been there a few times. They'll go and they'll speak with our mental health professionals that are contracted through the medical vendor. And the idea is to get them back into those services, right? Back on their medication, whatever was prescribed previously, and they can get back to a state to where they're functional again.
Yeah. And, and a lot of times their problems are because they're off their meds. And correct. Once they're back on their meds, no problem.
Whole different person.
Yeah, whole different person. We talked during the break. I mean, I knew somebody like that.
Yeah.
That one on her meds.
And it's tough. It's tough on that person. It's tough on the family. It's tough on everyone around them. So, talking about our medical vendor as well, we also have our MAT program, which is expanding. So medically assisted treatment. So people that are addicted to controlled substances. You know, previously we were continuing MAT programs. So if someone had a prescription for Suboxone, for example, to help them wean themselves off of their drug of choice, we would continue that with the old medical vendor. Our new medical vendor is also going to be having what we call induction. So we're going to be evaluating those people that come into custody that have an addiction problem and start treating that while they're in there. To piggyback off of that, we also have our CalAIM project, which is mandated by the state, and it's set to go live October 1st. The CalAIM project is going to do a lot of discharge planning for those people so that when they get released from custody, they have a place to land with a doctor, a continuum of treatment. So if they're receiving mental health services while they're in the jail and the medication was prescribed, then we set them an appointment with somebody on the outside of the jail so that they can continue that process.
You know, that just makes sense. So, okay, Sacramento, you did something good here. Because once you get started there, let's say they're in there, you know, 6, 8, 9 months, a year, you can get them off the drugs.
Correct.
And you can start that process. But as soon as they walk out the door, if there's nobody there, they're back into the old days. So if you've already got them set up so you can kind of just keep pushing them out there, and that starts October 1st.
A warm handoff.
Yeah. I would like, you know, at some point, see how that works. You know, and I'm sure you are going to watch this. You
know, absolutely. Yeah. So that program is, like I said, being implemented right now. We're working with also local partners, so HHSA, behavioral health, Economic mobility through HHSA, probation, and the sheriff's office mm-hmm. are all part of the project of getting it implemented and moving forward. So go live date is October 1st, and then we can actually back bill as well some of those services when these people are enrolled in the program.
Sure.
So it's going to be good. It's a mandated program from the state. There's some grant funding that came out for the initial seed money. Eventually the grant funding will go away. It becomes an unfunded mandate. But you know, the program,
yeah.
The idea is that it should be self-sustaining.
Well, here's
afterwards.
The thing is they say you will do it, but then you have to pay for it.
Correct.
But you have so many of these programs. Well, we'll get you started and all that, so they give you $1 million or whatever. And then 2 years later, okay, it's yours.
Right.
Yeah, okay. The Correctional Rehabilitation Campus, that's one of the big things they do there. That's part of that rehabilitation is on the drug side of it and all that. Same kind of thing, doesn't have to be drugs. It can be anything, right?
So we currently have a work release program, and the work release program is our alternative custody, and that's in lieu of jail time. So if there's someone that is nonviolent, right, deemed to be nonviolent, and they qualify for work release, we can send them down to our Breslauer campus. There was a thing on our Facebook page recently that Tim Mapes put together on the harvesting of the vegetables.
I did pretty well down there.
Yeah, and that's all with the inmates that are down there serving their time on a work release basis. So they day report, and then they're, you know, obviously
stay
at home.
Do they live down there?
No, they don't live down there. So they show up during the day, they report, they're given a task for the day. We have a car wash there that can wash cars for the county. And then we also have the program with our chickens and eggs and our vegetables. So those vegetables, from the garden end up coming to the jail, and we supplement our food.
Sure.
That we're feeding the inmates. So fresh vegetables and fruit, right, when the trees are fruiting. And then the eggs as well. So the eggs and whatever we don't end up using at the jail because the garden is producing so much, we donate to local food banks and or nonprofits.
Yeah, you ought to take it down to the, market down there on, at the city hall. To have you guys there in the orange suits selling off eggs. That makes people happy. The concept of the campus is 100, is it 100 beds though?
Yeah, so the concept of the campus is to have a new joint venture with the state, and that facility would house individuals that are in a program to where prior to them being released on the last term of their sentence, they would be in that program, have certain milestones that they would need to meet before they're paroled or released out into the community. Half of that facility would be state inmates, the other half would be local inmates regionally. And then the proposal for that campus would be, that's the 100-bed facility.
Is that a lockdown?
No, that's not a lockdown facility.
Okay.
GPS monitored, they would have ankle bracelets on and be overseen by either our staff on half of the building or the other staff would be state corrections.
Okay. Quickly, I've only got like 3 minutes left. Flock cameras, how useful are they to you?
Flock cameras are very useful. It's a digital image that gets converted over into a searchable database. So when a vehicle drives by, it takes a photograph of the license plate. It converts that image with those numbers on the license plate into a searchable database. That database then gives us a return whether that car's been entered in as a stolen vehicle or the caller, that license plate is associated with a missing person or an active want that's on that person. It's very useful. We've recovered several stolen vehicles. I don't have the numbers, right?
Where's the information go? Does it just stay in your database, or I think that's one of the questions, that it goes into a national database?
Yeah, so it touches off of NCIC, which is the national database,
right,
to where we can enter in stolen vehicles or stolen vehicles from other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
So it can search that database for the hot sheet, if you will.
Right, right.
And then where does the information go? We store the information within our program here.
But they also have the information too, right? The Flock camera people?
Yeah, we don't have the server here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's wherever their server is.
But access into the program is controlled,
right,
by the administrator who's overseeing it.
This is, you know, people are wary of this, but I just want to let all of our listeners know that this is a helpful thing. I think you found a missing person. or silver or something like that because you found the car out there. Plus, like you said, criminals and things because, you know, they had a description of the car and everything. Okay. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for coming in here today. You and my friends, I took a tour through the jail, and that was a while ago, so I'm going to go back again. I've been invited, and I will, with the promise they'll turn me loose, or at least an extra bologna sandwich.
Yeah, we'll let you go at the end of the tour.
At the end of the tour. And this is not an easy job, but the people that I met in there take pride in their work. They're very proud of what they do, and they're very supportive of each other. And this is not an easy job. And so anything that all the new technology, the new medical vendor, all that just enhances the safety, really, of our correctional officers.
Yeah, staff and inmates.
And the inmates, and we can't forget that.
Yeah.
That they are, and they take this very seriously.
Our staff does a great job.
You want to take care of those people.
The amount of time and effort
yeah.
You know, they're in that facility 12 hours a day, right? If not more, depending on overtime constraints. But they do a great job. They're interacting with these people that are incarcerated the entire time and just trying to get them off to the next phase of their life, whether that's release or if they can get convicted and they have to end up going to prison. So I'm very proud of our staff.
Well, thank you very much, Captain Jesse Gunsalls, for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike Johnson, thanks for sending Jesse over today. Everybody, it's going to be 104 today. It's going to start cooling off after today, but it's hot. And beware of leaving anything in your car. And hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.